بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, the topic of my khutbah today is what is real education? What is real education? I remind myself and you that the purpose of education is to civilize the individual, to connect the human being to his creator, so that he recognizes him, has a relationship with him, strives to please him, relies on his mercy, and looks forward to his forgiveness. The purpose of education is to give the child ethics, values, and morals which are timeless and fundamental, and give him the confidence to live his life by those values. Without this, it is not education. To learn a skill to make a living, no matter what the skill is training, not education. They are as different as chalk and cheese. Flying a plane, driving a 16-wheeler, designing software, operating on somebody's heart or brain, building a table, fixing an air conditioner or a kitchen sink, and countless more are all essential skills. We need all of them. I'm not denigrating or discounting any of them, but they are all training, not education. Education begins with ethics and morals and values. That is the why which drives the how in the world. We must teach those who know how to ask why, so that technology and resources are used for the right causes. Today we don't suffer from a lack of wealth or a lack of technology or a lack of resources. We suffer from a lack of ethics and values and morals, because of which that technology and that wealth is used in the wrong places. This is what Rasulullah ﷺ did in Makkah. He changed people's thinking and decision-making criteria. When they changed their focus from this life to the Akhirah, their speech and actions changed, and society was transformed. Just ask how our society would be different if we defined economic well-being not by the number of millionaires or billionaires, but by the absence of poverty. That is why GDP is such a misleading number. Instead, if we look at disposable household income or buying power, we will have a far more accurate picture of the well-being, the economic well-being of our society. Rasulullah ﷺ gave us proof of concept, ours to implement it. We need education which is relevant, current, and rooted in the foundation of Islam. Both are important. Relevant, current, and rooted in the foundation of Islam. Education in which those being educated are fully involved in all decision-making, because it is their future which is at stake. Education which prepares them for a world about which we really know nothing. And so the only thing we can give them are tools and the framework of ethical and moral values to use them effectively. We must be coaches who teach them how to play the game. But when they are playing, we can only watch from the sidelines. And if we did a good job, then we rejoice in seeing how well they learned the lessons and apply them to be victorious. To succeed, we need to educate ourselves and learn how to be good coaches. This is the generation gap, thanks to which many parents have been reduced to being ATM machines, which provide funds for what their children want to do. They cannot guide the children because they don't understand their world. They have no communication with them, and the children do not look up to them as guides and mentors. I'm not talking about showing respect. I'm talking about actual respect, which will make the child come to the parent as first port of call. Anytime he has a dilemma, anytime he has a problem, the first port of call, the first person the child will meet and talk to is the father or the mother. They don't just come to them for money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined for us the meaning of education and showed us the way to do it. In Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. الله سبحانه وتعالى said which means indeed in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. Al-Ulil Albab. They are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying on their sides and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. And they say, Our Rabb, you did not create all of this in vain. Glory be to you. Protect us from the torment of the fire. Please note that In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described people of intelligence. He said that they are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, sitting and lying on their sides and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the preposition and, wow, in and not or, aw. The same ayat can be written as a sentence in Arabic, replacing the waw with the aw. You can say, Alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim aw yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Then it will mean that the intelligent people are those who do this or who do that. Right? There's no connection between the two. Intelligent person is one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, and also an intelligent person is somebody who does not care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not know Allah, doesn't care, but is a scientist, is a research analyst, is a, inventor, is somebody who is reflecting and researching on the creation of the heavens and the earth. The same sentence can also be written changing the order. For example, including with the wow, the same sentence can be written with the second part first and the first part last, which is Alladhina الَّذِينَ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ سَمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said that they are the people who reflect, who are the scientists, who reflect on the universe and who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah did not say that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two things. He showed us the connection between these two things and he showed us the sequence in which these two things are to be done. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim awwalan wa ba'd wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqis samawati wal ard. They do this, they remember Allah, they know Allah, they recognize Allah, they have a connection with Allah, and such people then do research in the heavens and the earth, then they become scientists and technologists and inventors and space scientists and all kinds of, you name it, everything comes under the description of yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Spontaneously then they will say, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batilan subhanaka faqina adhaban nar. They will automatically say, Oh Allah, you have not created all of this in vain, without purpose. Glory be to you and protect us from the torment of the fire. They will immediately think about the akhirah. When we invert this sequence, which is what we have done in this world today, we will have, and we have scientists who are atheists or theologians who don't know how the world functions. Both are equally useless as far as the world is concerned. We don't have a behavioral problem, we have a systemic problem. We don't need tinkering, we need to redesign. A locomotive is a million times more powerful than a monolite, than a microlite aircraft, but it will never fly. It can never fly. Not because it does not have enough power, but because it is not designed to fly. Money and power will not help us because we have a connection problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you, factor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the equation, because He is in it anyway. Then see how your life will be transformed. Without that connection, there is no power. And when we have that connection, then we have all the power in the world that we need. Because la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, there is no power and there is no irada, there is no decision making, there is no understanding, illa billah, except with Allah. And if we have that connection, then we need nothing else. My brothers and sisters, today we are living in a forking time of history. A history, we are standing at the fork. Do we take this direction or do we take that direction? Forking times are opportunities to choose, to change our destiny. They are characterized by turmoil, epidemics, wars, economic collapse, depressions, political instability, civil war and whatnot. But it is precisely for that reason that the foundations of the structures of society are shaken, and for a short time it is given into the hands of ordinary people to change the path of destiny. The Industrial Revolution, for example, 1760 to 1840, the War of Independence, First War of Independence in India, 1857, the American Civil War, 1861 to 65, the two world wars were all forking times of history. All these are historical markers of changes in the paths of destiny. There are others, but this list will suffice us to see how the decisions of people of that time, leaders and followers, changed the path of destiny for each one of us, right? Today we are benefiting or suffering because of those decisions. We don't have the time today to do an analysis of each of these events to point out what the decisions were, but we must do it because we are living in another revolution today, and what we choose to do or not do will define the path of destiny for coming generations. Believe me, our destiny is literally in our own hands, in the hands of adults, not in the hands of children. It is we adults who created this society, and we adults who must act to change it. That is why Rasulullah ﷺ focused on teaching adults. He didn't run a primary school or a creche or a maktab. He taught the parents. Children learn from adults, parents and teachers and others. Today, add social media to that, which is one of the most powerful means of learning. Powerful, but usually negative and very harmful. What adults learn, they teach their children willingly, consciously or unconsciously, because children listen with their eyes. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. So ask yourself, what are my children seeing? This is a world of cause and effect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated this clearly, and He said, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Allah said, and that each person will only have what they worked for. If you want to change something, you must address the cause, not the effect or symptom. If you want a good harvest, you must prepare the soil before you plant the seed. If you want children to obey and serve you in your old age, you must treat them with kindness and respect when they are young. You must do their tarbiyah properly. If you want peace, you must establish justice, because peace is the outcome of justice. If you want to learn, you must approach learning from the position of a supplicant or someone in need. Remember that water always flows downhill. Arrogance has only one result, which is the first lesson we learned from our inception as human beings in the story of Adam alayhi salam. The question therefore for you and me, for us, is, do we truly believe that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to succeed? I say truly believe because this is a question that each one of us must answer for himself or herself. The answer will be reflected in our lives. If the answer is yes, we truly need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to succeed, then see how much we are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one. as ibad, as Abdullah or Ahmadullah, as the slaves of Allah. There is no other relationship. We are not partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His majesty and grace. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If we believe this, then we must submit ourselves without reservation or question to whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us in His book and the sunnah of His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I remind you and myself, everything happens only and only by the will of Allah. Then ask, why have we become the world's footballs? Civilizations rise or fall because of strong or weak philosophies and ideologies, not because of a profusion or lack of money or technology. The Arabs of the 7th century were poor people, but they had an ideology which was simple enough to understand by everyone and which fitted the aspirations of diverse people. They were passionate about it and totally committed to taking their ideology to the ends of the world. They were faced with two superpowers of the time, the Byzantine Empire of Rome and the Sasanian Persian Empire. They took on both and defeated them. The rest is history. This is the reason Islamic education has a very special importance in our society today, especially given the assault on ethics and morals and values that has been happening in the last two decades. Islamic education is not theory. It is not an attempt of making Islam user-friendly or compatible with our nafs and toxic lifestyle of disobedience. It is to return to the foundation of tazkiyah wa tarbiyah, taught by high-quality teachers who are role models for their students and supported by parenting which is fully in sync with the teaching. It must begin from the given that the Quran and the Sunnah are not changeable, and our lifestyle must be modified to leverage the strength of both, not to try to reinterpret the Quran and the Sunnah to suit our whims and fancies. My brothers and sisters, please understand and remember, for this it is essential, I say that going forward, that every family, and if that seems too much, then every community must dedicate at least one person to give his life for the study and propagation of Islam. And this person, this son of ours, this daughter of ours, must be given complete and full support. They should be supported financially, and we should make sure that they are able to live in a lifestyle that is compatible with their peers. But they will not do any other work. They will not look for jobs. They will not do anything. They will be taken care of by the community, and their only job is to study Islam and to teach that to the community and to propagate it in the community. They are the people. They should be dedicated for that, and they should be financially supported for that. It is absolutely critical that we do this. I'm saying one for the community, maybe two less, maybe more, but this is something that the people must, you have to fork the money out of your pocket and put it down there as absolutely essential, critical to survival and success. We are standing today at the threshold, the doorway to success or failure. It is our decisions and subsequent action with total commitment which will decide what the world will be for our children. It will not happen accidentally. It is something that we have to work for. If not, we are looking at a collapse, a complete collapse of our culture and values in the next generation. The choice is ours, and we will be held accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر لنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.